Hello, 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 my lovely, not so new friends. How's the decluttering going? Feel free to let me know if you're stuck, but I sure hope that the three steps I offered last month got you started on a path that makes you feel like you're getting somewhere. And I hope you didn't think that I'd leave you hanging, because even if you did or still are following my suggestions, we're of course not done with the decluttering process. Because once you've filled all these bins and bags and they're sitting on floors all throughout your house, now what? Well, easy peasy, if you follow these next six steps. I'm gonna start these steps at number four to build off of what we discussed last month, because it truly is a continuation. So step four is list time part two. Go back to your original list of categories and add a column for each category's final destination and how it's going to get there. You might not have the answer when you sit down to write your list, but take some time to think about the logistics of getting that category from your home to where it needs to be. Step five, material prep. So this is when you want to get packing materials for each category, and you want to get whatever is appropriate or available. Boxes, bins, bags, tape, scissors, our favorite, the black Sharpie. So for example, if a lot of Auntie Sally's stuff is breakable, treat it like you would your dinnerware during a move. Bubble wrap everything and put it in cardboard boxes, tape them shut really tightly, and label them well. Clothing donations, on the other hand, are best suited to clear plastic bags. Step six, allocate consolidation zones. So choose a few spaces to consolidate all of your categories: the garage, the basement, a closet or two. And if you can't spread out horizontally and you used bins during steps one through three, think about stacking vertically. If you use the floor and not bins, then do the next step, which is step seven, first, and then return to this step, step six. So step seven is packing and bagging. Going room by room, keeping categories contained as they are, pack them in a way that they become transportable using the items that you gathered for step five. Step eight, consolidation. So going one category at a time, again, move all items in that category from their respective rooms to one centralized location. For example, move all garbage from every room directly to the garage. Same with recycling. Move all donation directly to the trunk of your or your friend's car. Move all sentimental from each room to the one room that you designated for the sentimental category during step six. And finally, step nine, move each category out of your house to its final destination as assigned in step four. As with the three steps that we went over last month, before you tackle these next six steps, determine how much time you have, set a timer for that amount of time, and go through the steps for as long as your timer allows. When the timer goes off, step away, pat yourself on the back, and have a great day. And then, next time you have some time in your schedule, pick up where you left off. Until next time, I hope you find many reasons to smile and that you are able to make progress in your decluttering efforts. Hi, this is Stacey Aika. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Tidy Triumph podcast right here in Focal Point eNews.